You're listening to the Simple Truth Radio Show. This show is sponsored by the Seventh-day Church of God and can be heard Monday through Friday on this station or worldwide on the internet where it's archived at www.keepthesabbath.com. Click on the radio show link for details. Welcome back. We're continuing on with the series on the Sabbath, and I'm going to give you a few more reasons to show why the Sabbath is not Jewish. Saturday Sabbath is not Jewish. And reason number eight, Gentiles kept the Sabbath in the book of Acts. The Gentiles sought after the words that Paul was preaching the next Sabbath. Paul and Barnabas persuaded them to continue in the grace of God. It's Acts chapter 13, verses 42 and 43. Here, the Gentiles that were saved by grace were keeping the Sabbath, just like everybody else. Reason number nine. The law, the Ten Commandments, is for all the world, not just for Jews. Read Romans. Paul wrote this several places. Read Romans chapter 2, verses 17 through 23. Romans 3:19 and 3:23. You'll see it's for all the world. I don't know. Well, I do know where this lie came from that Sunday is the Christian Sabbath. And if you really want to know, come to services with us. I really don't want to offend everybody, but it's pagan. It's a pagan tradition. The Venerable Day of the Sun, Sun Day, S-U-N, not S-O-N. The pagans worshipped on the first day of the week, Sunday. That was their high day. Reason number 10, Luke, who is a Gentile, kept the Sabbath. And Luke traveled with Paul, and he wrote, on the Sabbath, we went out of the city by a riverside, Acts chapter 16, verse 13. It was the seventh day Sabbath, the Saturday, a memorial of creation. Look at Exodus 20, verse 11. Both Luke and Paul kept the original Bible Sabbath. And, you know, why? Let me ask you, why do you go to church on Sunday? Nowhere is it commanded that Sabbath wasn't transferred from Saturday to Sunday. And yes, you could go to church on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, and in addition to the Sabbath, but you can't go to church on Sunday or Wednesday night and then violate the fourth commandment. That doesn't fly with God. The fourth commandment was set in stone, and violating it carries the same penalties as violating any of the other nine commandments. Please don't do it. Please don't give God the finger, so to speak. Don't thumb your nose at him. Get your Bibles out. Take a look at it. Read it for what it says. Not what you've been told it says. Not some commentary that tells you about the Bible. Read it from God himself, and don't let man deceive you. You know, your preacher can't tell you the truth. If he got up and told everybody that they were there on the wrong day of the week, he'd get fired in an instant. I know a man in just outside of Atlanta, Georgia. His name is Willie Woods, and he did this. He kept the Sabbath, and he told his congregation he wasn't going to be there on Sunday anymore.
Is God working with and calling you? Do you want to learn the truth? The Seventh-day Church of God is the only place in East Tennessee you can go to hear it. Come next Sabbath, time is running short. The views of this show are not necessarily the views of this station. It's produced outside of government control and censorship under the First Amendment. This show is sponsored by the Seventh-day Church of God in Knoxville, Tennessee, and is archived at www.keepthesabbath.com. Click on the radio show link for details.